Hi, this is Corinne Cohn reporting for Broadway Showbiz Network. Let's talk about Frozen. First of all, I must say, I've been a longtime fan of Kristen Anderson Lopez and Bobby Lopez, and I love their music for Frozen, and I absolutely love Avenue Q. Bobby wrote Avenue Q many years ago with Jeff Marks. They did an amazing soundtrack for an animated version of Winnie the Pooh a few years ago, which I was very enamored with. I've been a fan of theirs forever and know them personally, and find them to be lovely people. Frozen on Broadway has some great qualities. You know, it has some of their music, which I really liked. And they created some new songs for the show. And I really have to say, I was sort of shocked and bewildered by it. I was very entertained by the show. I thought the costumes were incredible. And the guy, man who is in a costume playing Sven, was really, really amazing. I don't know, he must be a real physically amazing athlete because it looked very hard to maneuver the Sven outfit. He basically is inside the costume, and I was very impressed with that. I also thought the cast was excellent. Cassie Levy and Patty Murin were wonderful, but they do a new number called Hedgy, and it was very much like a Mel Brooks producer's sexual, inappropriate number. It just didn't belong in a Disney piece. I don't know. I think they were appealing to try to get more adults to come and see the show, and they even say that they don't want recommend children under the age of 12 on the press ticket. And I guess that was why. Now, I wasn't appalled by it. I just thought it didn't fit. I found it oddly bizarre, and I felt like I was watching, you know, a Mel Brooks show when I was at a Disney show. So if I had a small child age 6 or under, I don't know if I would feel comfortable bringing them into the show with that number. It just didn't seem to fit. Now, if it's an adult show, fine, you know. Anyway, that's my idea. I thought Frozen, it seemed to go over well with the children in the audience when I went to see the show. In fact, I was sitting next to two little girls next to me, and they were having the time of their lives. So I just was sort of shocked to see that because it just didn't, you know, it wasn't in the movie and it didn't really fit in. Anyway, that's my 2 cents about Frozen. This is Corinne Cohn reporting for Broadway Showbiz Network.